Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom, hello, welcome. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host. This is the Abracadabra Show, Create What You Speak. It is not really a show, although technically it is a show, but it is really our creation. Abracadabra in Aramaic means I create what I speak or as I speak. And we do create by the voice, by the vibration, frequencies, words that we say, intentions behind the words that is shaping our experience and creating our reality. Today is actually Saturday evening. This is a pre-recorded show. So when you hear that, it'll be Sunday. And before we go on, I want to start with a daily prayer. V'hareini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment or the utterance of love, your friend, your neighbor, the same way that you express love to yourself. And we look at the focus of what that sentence is, what that prayer is. Focus on yourself first. But we'll get to that in a different way. In the last couple of times, I spoke about the process of letting go, which is not necessarily dropping something and just forgetting about it, but actually looking at the combination of, at the integration of all of the experiences that we went through, the experiences that cause us to be challenged, the experiences that led us to doubt ourselves, the experiences that sent us to dark places, and the experiences that were joyous, that were joyful, that were filled with moments of happiness. All these experiences are integrated. And when we look at these experiences, together with the emotions of pain and looking at it as a map, trying to isolate the experiences from the emotions that we attached to these experiences, and to look how it served and how it served us, not in an egoic way, but just as a process of our journey. How did it serve us? And how did it serve us to be today where we are today? With the understanding of the wisdom that we've been open to, that was there. We just needed the access to get to there. And the access could be attained by the experiences that we went through. And each time we went through an experience, challenging experiences, because those that don't challenge us are great experiences, but we don't necessarily grow from that. and the challenges is where we are growing. Everything, and we look at it like a map, like how did it, which piece of the puzzle in our journey did that experience complete? And we put that piece of the puzzle down on the board. And we're completing the picture. And yes, and every experience has its own set of emotions and what we go through and how we look at things. And so when we integrate all of these experiences and be grateful for everything that happened, because everything that happened for us, happened for you. Not to you, but for you. And this puzzle is us. We are remembering, through these experiences, we are remembering who we are. As kids, I know I've experienced that, but many of you have probably experienced that as kids, your spirituality was at a more present level. You were conscious of it. You were experiencing your dreams were more profound. And your overall sense of spirituality was higher. And that's because as kids, we are like a clean slate. No filters. No social structures. And over the years, we put filters on our eyes. Society, work, all kind of experiences. And now it's not as putting the piece of the puzzle on the board, but actually peeling off a piece of the puzzle to see the picture behind it. It's peeling off a piece of the puzzle. So as we peel off these filters that, let's say, brown color, behind it there is the image that we are discovering. And that image is us. That image is a home. That image is coming back home. And if you are going through a separation or a divorce, the process that you may be going through can be very difficult and very challenging. And we go through these emotional experiences and tribulations, really, especially if there are children involved, and the relation, the communication between you two, was not good, and maybe part of it is why you are at that place. And when we get into this place and sometimes lose our star of the north, if you will, the direction, the goal, you get stuck in the process between the letters of the attorneys or the feelings that you're going through after a separation. And if it was a toxic relationship and or an abusive relationship, which is the same thing, actually, it leaves its marks. And if through this process, the best nourishment for you is not present, then you grow leaves that are nourished from a non-healthy place. So it's easy many times, and how we've been brought up, especially in the West, to rely and to look for the fulfillment on the outside, on the material, the fulfillment that the material is what's going to fulfill that desire to connect, the desire to be in harmony. But that is the illusion that, you know, we find ourselves in mortgages and people, and with debt and just a lot of enslavement to the money to survive. Being a cycle of addiction. An addiction to the process, to the stagnation. And stagnating in a place doesn't mean necessarily that you just sit on your couch and do nothing. That's one form. But stagnation also being in a certain energetic field that is attracting the same things that are not serving you, the same kind of connections, the same kind of attachment to things, relying on the outside to make you happy. And stagnation, in Kabbalah, stagnation is considered an addiction. There is a form of addiction to that which we still know that it is not good for us. And yet we still want that because the mind wants the familiar. And as negative and unhealthy a situation may be, it became a familiarity. It's like a mind illusion. And and sometimes you can get stuck in certain of these processes. You can get in the process of going through what you're going through, you may come to a situation where there is jealousy, where there are desires to have things or to be in places that they stem up from an unhealthy place that you are at this moment. So as you collect your experiences, you are integrating previous experiences, you're now experiencing something new. And with the experience that you have with what you've been through, you have the tools. You have the tools to evaluate the next step. So when we start as children, we start as clean slate and wondering. And then we're being taught to be enslaved. And actually, the choice of staying enslaved, Who wants consciously to be a slave? But all these filters that we go through as growing up and growing up with the environment that we're in and that shapes us and tells us what our identity is, and we believe that. So these are filters that are adding to our growth spur, and we're adding more filters, and then we're facing situations, and experiences with partners or family members, co-workers, and they trigger these places from our childhood that maybe we never paid attention to or put it in a drawer or find something external to fulfill that need. But it's never enough because the material can never fulfill the spiritual need. And we keep getting things and more things to fulfill that need. And at first you trick your soul to say that, oh, I'm going to get this and this will satisfy you. And then you realize that the soul realizes that you tricked, and then the next time you need to increase that purchase or that adrenaline rush at the casino to satisfy that need, but it's never enough. And what are we really looking for? What are we really searching? Is to come back home. Is to come back home. And the home is, like that movie said, is where the heart is. And because of the constant immediate gratification that is happening in the world with materialism. Now this is the war on your consciousness. This is trapping you in the matrix, trapping us in the matrix, in this grid, and entertaining you with technology, and entertaining you with TV and movies and entertainment, giving you the full entertainment. Just for you not to recognize your own value. This is worse than the Holocaust. Because the Holocaust were body. God forbid, I'm not trying to diminish any horrors that happened and atrocities. But this is now the enslavement of the consciousness. That's the desire out there that you don't think, that you don't feel. And that's how it was for years and from whenever, from beginning of time, almost. During the patriarch is constantly from the outside, the oppression on the feminine in particular. The oppression, the constant oppression, not to think. But now it's more conscious. That which is being tried upon us. So you don't think, so you don't look at everything like a map. And when somebody who has power over somebody fears that they may lose their power, what are they doing? They assert more power. And they try to be more aggressive. And on the other, on the flip side, there are banks and companies that, when they appear to be losing control and losing value, they increase their investment in buildings or offices, and to show that things are going as normal. So it's a war on consciousness. It's to, for you to find way home. And with all this external gratification, external, how can we have relationships with others, partnerships, loving relationships, in when the main thing is missing here is intimacy? How can we have intimacy with somebody else when we don't have intimacy with ourselves? Intimacy with our voice, valuing, believing and understanding our value, our gifts, those that each one of us was given. Everyone was given those gifts that are perfect for your journey. That's exactly what you need. And so, as much as there is the positive energy that is in the livelihood of people that are coming to, and that are opening up and discovering, there is also the fear from the other side, from the negative side of the energy that wants to hold you back. Wants to hold you back so you don't, so you don't explore, that you don't discover your value. Now the Kabbalah says that each person needs to look at the world, that the world was created just for you. You are worth it enough that the world is created just for you. So one would say, wait, where is the quality of humility? What do you mean just for me? There are other people here. It's not only me, right? Yes. The answer is, it's not from a place of an ego. It's a place from recognizing your value in this creation. Now in the creation there were created many trees, many animals, different species, different, many of the same kind. But only one was created, one. Humankind. Only one was created, one. To say, all this was created for you, and this is, yes, you are worth it. And so, when you look at that from this place. And it's a process, because if you're in the middle of, if somebody is now in the middle of a crisis, what is real for that person at this moment is the financial crisis. There is not necessarily openness for looking at things in a different way. And sometimes certain things can happen from pushing somebody who is not ready, that needs to go through a certain process. And the more we're fulfilling our presence with the material and with the illusion of what is making us happy, we may lose sight of who we really are and what our gifts are and what are we here to do, to become that which we are to become, or who we are to become. And we lose sight of our gifts. And we choose to stay in this place of enslavement to the plastic monkey, enslavement to mortgage, enslavement to a certain lifestyle. That enslavement, and that sometimes can create stagnation. And so we don't see our gifts. And we fantasize about, yes, what we can do. And it's like we think about what we want to do and where we want to be, but there is like almost like a disconnect. It's not almost, it's a disconnect between mind and heart. There is the knowledge of it, but there is not the understanding. It's like the camel baby asks his father, says, "Can I ask you a question?" He says, "Yes, son, what's up?" And he says, "Well, why do we have these long legs?" So the father said, "Well, you know, we are the desert ship. We go through sands for a long time, and it helps us to not sink and go fast." And the son asks, "Can I ask another question?" Says, "Yes, sure." And he said, "Well, why do we have the hump on our back?" So, "Well, we are the desert ship. We can go for a very long time without food or water." This is and last question. "Why do we have these long eyelashes? I mean, why are we so different?" He says, "Well, those eyelashes, we're the desert ship. The eyelashes are helping, are protecting us from the sand, not to get into our eyes." So the son asks, "Well, if we're all that, what are we doing at a zoo?" And it is, we don't recognize our powers, our gifts, who we really are. And we get sidetracked, quote unquote, because we are lured into these, "You need this, and you need this, and you need that." Steve Jobs said, "The customer doesn't know what they want. We tell them what they want." Not quoting, but that maybe I missed a word or two, but this is the idea. And so, company-wise or business-wise, it's a great thing. Yes, this sentence from that perspective. But think about from the perspective we're talking about here. A customer doesn't know what they want. We tell them what they want. And that eventually seeps into other areas, deeper areas, preventing you from discovering the truth, preventing you from discovering who you are, preventing you from understanding who you are. And so this discovery process being in an intimate relationship with somebody else has to start with you. Intimate relationship with yourself. And that starts with honesty with yourself. If you are in a certain situation, a certain job, certain relationship, and there is no honesty to yourself, without fear of being judged, being judged, feeling being judged many times comes from our own experiences and traumas. So there is also another way of looking at things, but being in a place where your truth is not compromised for any reason, or for anybody. Not to be rude, there is no about that. And sometimes in arguments, there are words that can be said, or there are certain reactions that can happen. But being honest, and that's where the communication comes through. How things are said, the frequency, the energy, the understanding of things, the understanding that falling into a negative emotional space is being pulled into a loop. So how things are said. And when you say and when you express your truth and when you are honest to your truth, this is a big part of recognizing your value. Your value in the creation, your value in your own eyes, in your own experience. Not talking from an egoic place, I'm talking from a recognition and gratitude of where you are. And when somebody else is trying to change your, tells you to act like this or like that, this is something for you to right away say, wait. And for you to look at yourself and where you are with yourself. And that is a process of, that's where you are coming back home. That's where you are intimate with yourself. And when you're home, you look back at your journey and you connect the dots. You see that you've traveled far and near, and you were close to home many times, and oops. And you are who you've got. And when you have somebody that is by your side, it is somebody that together you are pulling things and pushing things. And creating and moving. That's why stagnation is so not like our nature, because we are created in movement. Our essence is movement. Is movement, is a creation, is a change. It's like nothing is permanent except for change. Change is the essence of creation. It's everything is changing, everything is moving. When everything is hunky-dory, when everything goes beautiful, when you are like, there are no challenges, ask yourself, are you growing? It's wonderfully okay to be in a place where you're enjoying the, you're riding the wave. So it's all good. But the wave ends after a while, comes to the shore. So then the challenge to go back and catch another wave. And the challenge becomes a joy. It's challenging sometimes to cross a bunch of waves against the stream to go back after you caught a wave. But it's fun. It's the challenge that is the fun. And so the change, the movement. So that's why stagnation can become an addiction. An addiction that prevents us from going back home. The next song is by Idan Reichel, Home, Gone and Come Back. Really, the search for home, that we've left home, that we've left ourselves. We went wandering and lost in other processes and other things that took us away. And we can always come back. Habaita halacha zo.
חושב שאני לא, אבל בפנים לפעמים נזכרת שגם אני מפה. אני רואה איך שאתה פורח, אתה חושב שאני לא, אבל גם לי תחת יש עוד שורש וגם אני מפה. עכשיו נוסעים הביתה הלוך חזור, עכשיו עוצרים בדרך, עכשיו אפשר לבחור, לשאול על סוף, על התחלה, על שיהיה ושהיה, על שהייתי יכולה להיות וגם אתה. עכשיו נוסעים הביתה הלוך חזור, עכשיו עושים בדרך, עכשיו אפשר לבחור, לשאול על סוף, על ההתחלה, על שיהיה ושיהיה, על שהייתי יכולה להיות וגם אתה. אתה חושב שאני לא, אבל בפנים לפעמים נזכרת שגם אני מפה. עכשיו נוסעים הביתה הלוך חזור, עכשיו עוצרים בדרך, עכשיו אפשר לבחור, לשאול על סוף, על התחלה, על שיהיה ושיהיה, על שהייתי יכולה להיות וגם אתה. עכשיו נוסעים הביתה הלוך חזור, עכשיו עוצרים בדרך, עכשיו אפשר לבחור, לשאול על סוף, על התחלה, על שיהיה ושיהיה, על שהייתי יכולה להיות וגם אתה.
Yeah, coming back home. And these external distractions that are keeping us in the keeping us out of us. In Jewish teachings and wisdom, there are three things that takes the person out of this world. When it says out of this world, it out of this physical world and out of the spiritual world as well. The jealousy, and within the jealousy there are different kind of zealousness or jealousy. And the second one is the desire. The desires, but not the desires as the desires themselves, but the lust to the desires. It's not lust when I say lust about sexual necessarily. It's the lust to the desire. The desire can be anything. The desire can be addiction. The desire can be sexual. The desire can be anything. And it's addiction usually, if it is unhealthy. So the lust to desire, and the search for respect. And so I want to touch about a little bit about the jealousy. There are different kinds of jealousy. There is somebody who is jealous that the other person has A, B, C, or D, and I don't. Or there is a kind of jealousy of wanting to be somebody else because you're not happy with yourself. And so the jealousy many times will happen because of the unsatisfactory place that you are with you. And by that I mean not seeing the value of you, not recognizing that you are the jewel in the crown. We are the jewel in the crown of the creation. Recognizing your power, and how are we being silenced? By being entertained. By being entertained with materialism and all that goes with it. Not recognizing you, the power of you. And so as we go through this integration, as you go through this integration, integrating your experiences, you will go through new experiences and embrace everything that you go. And I ask and I wish that everything that you go is, that you recognize that it is for your growth. And that you be truthful and honest to yourself, and that will go to everybody else around you. So, have a wonderful week. Thank you for showing up, for taking a first step and being here. And Shavuot Tov, and we'll finish with this gem. Another gem of Idan Reichel, and this is called Dreams of Others. For years we are running away, many times fulfilling others' dreams and not ours. Trapped in circles, complicated, we're complicating it even more and more. And we many times prefer not to run to the fire, but it is actually preferable, run to the fire, to take what is yours, to come back to you. Have a wonderful week.
שנים כולם חוזרים, עוטפים אחרי השמש, שבועים בתוך מעגלים, כולם מסובכים, אז מה את עוד חולמת? שנים הם מסתירים, שנים כולם יודעים, אבן מתהפכת, בלילות ובימים, כולם כבר מדברים, למה את עוד נשארת? עדיף לרוץ לאש, לדרוש לא לבקש, ממה את מפחדת? אין מה לחשוב כשהוא אומר, הזמן יפה יותר, מביא את היום. שנים הם שואלים, שנים לא מקשיבים, שומרים הכל בבטן, זה מצטבר וזה גובר, וזה בסוף גומר, על מה את מדברת? עדיף לרוץ לאש, לדרוש לא לבקש, ממה את מפחדת? אין מה לחשוב כשהוא אומר, בזמן יפה יותר, תביא את היום. יוצא שאת תמיד שותקת, אבל בפנים זה בוער ונשרף הכל. כל המילים שנעלמו, תמצאי אותן בחלומות של אחרים. יוצא שאת תמיד שותקת, אבל בפנים זה בוער ונשרף הכל. כל המילים שנעלמו, תמצאי אותן בחלומות של אחרים.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay.